Hi, this is Jose from Family First Home Care. How may I help you?
How you doing, sir? I'm calling about a concrete. This is my first time doing a concrete, so I just wanted to make sure you could help me with it.
On that case, may I please have your first name and last name?
Toshiko Forsyth.
Okay, one minute. Okay.
E-A-S-A-E-E-K-A.
Okay, 1 minute, I'm just checking. Oh, so you work with Bibiana, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I just got a text message today so I can fill out the timesheet for the 28th and, hold on, let me see the other day. The 28th and the 24th. Do I have to do two separate ones?
No, I mean, if you will you do it with the link, right? If you do it with the link, you can enter two dates on that same link.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I need your help because there's certain words. They say direct care worker. Is that me?
Correct. You are the direct worker.
Okay. And then participant name will be my worker.
It will be the patient. Yeah.
The patient. Is this, it's a direct care worker social security, that's mine?
Yeah, it will be the last four digits.
Okay, it's a participant
medicated ID. For now you can just enter 0000, four numbers zero.
Okay, and it says service location, that will be her home?
Yeah, the place where the services are provided.
Okay. And then it says date one. I'll put the first date.
Yeah, the first date. And also, you will see the duties. You have to enter the duties, like the task that you perform during the day.
It says type of service. Is it PAS?
1 minute.
It says second choice or third choice?
Which part? I'm sorry?
It says type of service. PAS, second choice or third choice?
Oh, yeah. It will be PAS.
PAS?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll enter another shift right after that?
Yeah, at shift.
Okay, next is 28. Participant name is mine?
It will be the patient's name.
Okay.
Also, you have to enter the date when it was signed. It will be today. It's yours, yeah.
Mine?
Yeah, direct care worker's name is yours.
I did both of them. I just finished it, okay?
Yeah, actually, it's on my end now. Everything is okay. All right.
Okay. And I have a question.
Yeah.
My patient went to the hospital today. So do I go to her and clock in, or I don't clock in until she comes home from the hospital?
Well, in that case, you cannot clock in until she is back home from the hospital.
Okay.
I mean, but was she admitted, or maybe she's at the ER?
This morning while I was on my morning job, my sister had called the ambulance for her because she wasn't waking up, but when she woke up, she just started throwing up a lot. So I'm not sure. She's not answering her phone, and I don't know the room number or anything where she's at the moment. I'm still trying to figure out.
No, I understand. Thank you for that information. Any clue of the hospital name or no?
What hospital do you want to go?
Yeah.
They wasn't sure when the ambulance picked her up. They wasn't sure what hospital they were taking her to, so I'm not going to call them around. But most likely, it's in hospital. So that's interesting.
Okay, 1 minute. Okay. All right. So in that case, I just will leave you. You already have my message. So if maybe you get information about the hospital name, I will appreciate it. Okay?
Okay, that's fine. I'll call you back with the information if I get a decision.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for reaching out. Have a great day. Okay?
You too.